Today I got like a few minutes to tell the kids a story about wisdom. We've been talking about wisdom. Oh, by the way, my name's Aaron Wells. Okay, nice to meet you all. We've been talking about wisdom, and my particular point of wisdom is to think before you speak. And to illustrate this point, I want to like tell you guys a story. Okay, but when I tell stories, I really like to get into the story. You got to get into the moment. You got to feel it in your innards, like deep down in your tummies. All you kids should be rubbing your tummies right now to get with me. So, I want you to close your eyes if you're a young person. You can close them if you're old. I really don't care. And I want you to imagine in your mind you're in the jungle. Okay, so let's see. Like, imagine you have trees and vines and beetles and snakes and there's birds chirping. Caw, caw. Look at that beautiful toucan. It's awesome. And then, you know, you got, I don't know what you like to have in the jungle. There's like leopards and maybe not lions, whatever you want. You know, Bengal tigers, but you're all there. And while you're, you know, looking at this beautiful vista, I want you to imagine you see a monkey, a big monkey. Right? And this monkey's name is Manny. And Manny loves bananas. It's his favorite food. So this monkey, bananas. He loves the bananas, right? So that's Manny. And then I want you to imagine you see another thing. I don't know if iguanas belong in this jungle, but this jungle has an iguana, and his name is Spike. And Spike loves to play with Manny. I don't have a long enough tongue to do the eye thing, but just bear with me. So Manny and Spike love to play, and their favorite game, their favorite, best, most exciting game they play is sneak attack. Okay? So, every day, around, let's call it 11:35 and a half, they meet in the middle of our jungle. So it's 11, I want you to imagine, it's 11:29, and Spike is in the middle of the jungle. Where's Manny? Nobody knows, because Manny is playing sneak attack. You didn't know gorillas could crawl, did you? So Manny is waiting. And Spike, I'm breathing really hard, guys. This isn't easy for me. But I'm Manny, and for Manny, this is easy. Where's he at? Nobody knows. You can't see him. It's amazing. He would crawl ever so slowly. And then bam! Ah! Right? Just like a monkey. And they would wrestle. Boom! Gotcha. But Manny, as we all know, is 8 times the size of a little tiny iguana. He's like 9 of them. So Spike would always lose, and that's why Manny loved this game. Because he beat Spike every time. I'm really tired. But the best part was, guys, when Manny and Spike would play at the very end of the game, since Manny always won, Manny would get bananas, his favorite food. And so after playing this game for, you know, a few months, years, Manny started to wonder in his little monkey brain, I like bananas. I like bananas a lot. I love bananas. They're yellow and they're sweet and I love them. Right? And he began to think to himself, where does Spike get all these stinking bananas? And so he says, hey, Spike. And you can imagine Spike's, you know, what, Manny? And Spike, Manny's like, hey, Spike, where do you get those bananas? And Spike is like, oh, I live in a banana grove. It's really nice. And Manny's like, a banana grove? They make those? And Spike is like, of course they make them. I live in one. But Manny lived in the other side of the forest or the jungle. And for the next 3 weeks, they would sneak and play and hide and they would attack. But every day, Manny began to think to himself more and more, man, I really want those bananas. I love bananas. But I only get them when I beat Spike. And he began to think and scheme and try to develop a sneaky plan to get Spike's house. right? And he thought, what can I tell Spike to get his bananas? And he thought, and he schemed, and every day this plan began to grow inside of him, and it became, and it all he could think about. He would wake up in the morning, and instead of climbing the trees, he would sit on the ground and just think to himself, Spike has bananas. I love bananas. I want Spike's bananas. And he did. And so on week 4 of their game, about a month later, Manny had developed his plan, and he executed his plan. While he was pinning Spike to the ground, he told Spike that Spike's great uncle Jeffrey was sick, and that Spike had to go see his great uncle Jeffrey before his great uncle Jeffrey died. And so Spike left immediately, but before Spike could leave, Manny was like, hey Spike, wait a second, where do you live? And Spike told him, this is where I live. And so Manny moved into Spike's house. And so for a week, what do you think Manny did, guys? Yeah, he ate bananas. He ate bananas for breakfast. He ate bananas for lunch. He had bananas for snack. He had them for midnight snack. He had them for lunchtime. He had bananas all day. And it was beautiful. And then it was after about a week, Spike was still gone. And Manny was sitting down hind again. And you know, of course, you know how Manny did it. I'm going to do a short reenactment because I'm almost out of time. And I'm tired. So he was hiding. Ooh, that's not easy. And he went. And he jumped up. There was no Spike. He was sitting on a millipede. No one likes to sit on millipedes. And Manny was totally disappointed because he realized at that moment, you know, when I told Manny or Spike to leave, I didn't realize I wouldn't have a friend anymore. And he was totally disappointed. And he realized at that moment, if I had really thought about my plan, I probably could have just gone and lived with Spike. And then I would have a buddy to play with. And I wouldn't be lonely. And I wouldn't be by myself. Right? And so, Manny learned a special lesson that day. And I want you guys to learn that same lesson, not like Manny did, but in a different way, from me today, from the Lord. In James chapter 3, it talks about the tongue and what we say. And it says in verse 5, so also the tongue is a small thing. All you kids, let me see those tongues. Ah. Come on, I don't know. Student, I know you guys aren't sticking them out. Don't think I can't see you. If you're a kid and you're not sticking your tongue out when I tell you to, whoever's sitting next to you is going to get you. Let's see him. Ah. Yes, that little tongue. You can put it back in your mouth now. It's supposed to be short. It says that tongue is a small thing, yet it boasts of great things. How great a forest is set ablaze by such a small fire. And James, it talks about wisdom and what we're learning about is wisdom. And guys, real quickly, you have got to remember to think before you do something. That's what wisdom is to think about your actions, is to realize that, hey, wait a second, if I do this, there could be bad things to happen for me. I.e., if you punch your brother or sister in the face, that is not good. And at the time, you're really mad, and you're like, this is a great idea. I'm going to punch you in the face because you took my Lego. Not a good idea, okay? So you got to think about that, guys, okay? So remember, wisdom is to think before you do. If Manny would have thought, he would have had all the bananas he wanted and a friend to play with. Let's pray, guys. Father in heaven, we thank you for this day. We thank you for your word and that you teach us through it, God. In fun ways, in exciting ways. It's not a stale document. It's something that we can live with and grow with daily. And how I pray all of us will learn to think before we act, to be wise in our actions. And I pray for these little ones who are learning this now that it will be something that they leave and that their life, Lord, in your name is marked by that, by thinking and being people of love who express that in wise ways, God. Father in heaven, we love you and we thank you in your name. Amen.